I want to open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 20 that gives a scenario of one being in bad finances. Now, I'll pick that up in a few minutes because some of y'all know the scripture. When things are against you financially, I've been there. Everything against you, electric bill, grocery bill, everything, car note, everything against you. Stack against you. And I found out a large percentage of the body of Christ, that's the way they live. The odds are against them when they come down to finances. We want to release that this week. We want to release you and reverse that this week. And that 2 Chronicles 20:20, there was five armies coming against Jehoshaphat. It looked bad, looked like he couldn't make it. There are certain things he did. I'll give them to you. He prayed. A prophet showed up. That's important. Promise was given. That's important. He enabled himself and the people with him to position themselves for a better moment. The people, after the prophetic promise and certain things happened, began to praise God. That's another point. And then they came to the place where they prosper. So you have one, two, three, four, five, probably more, five things. Then they came to a place where they prosper. Now, no financial condition, listening to me, or no financial condition ever hear this message is out of God's reach. It's just certain things, certain principles, certain mindset I want to teach you in this conference that will help all of us to live debt-free lives and to, matter of fact, get all your needs met. Because he said, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you what? Paul, that's powerful, isn't it? He'll give you the desire of your heart. I'm going to deal with tonight in 2 Chronicles 20:20, two verses out of that chapter. And I think I'll go and read the first one. In 2 Chronicles 20:20 is the first one I'm going to read. After all of this had went on, after the prayer, after the prophet had spoken and said, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. We've been trying to fight our own financial battle. They're not yours, they're the Lord. He already paid for it and set it free. And they rose early in the morning, these people, after they got instruction from the prophetic word, verse 20, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, now this man was wise, he was their leader, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. All right? You see that part, right? What did he say? So shall you be established. Isn't this a strong pronouncement upon this prophet? Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. Otherwise, if you don't believe the prophet, you're not going to prosper. I sent him, but you got to believe him too. That's what Jehoshaphat said. And you'll prosper. Then the 25th verse gives us an insight what happened. What happened as they obeyed. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them what? In abundance, both riches and with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they strip off for themselves. Look what it said now. Look what it said now. See your bank account. Huh? More than you can carry away. Wait a minute. Look at the last part. And there were 3 days. Boy, I said me and my family can gather some stuff in 3 days. And Gavin and I have Buck with the truck and Montre, oh man, Donnell with the truck, Shauna running, Chantel, all of them running. Gavin of the spa, and I want you to underline the last four words. It was so much. Now remember the premises and the principles. We're going to deal with money cometh principles to set the believers free. Money cometh principles to set the believers free. Now, I use that word believer for a reason. I want you to hear it before I start giving you a principle. Notice this time I couldn't say the body of Christ. Here's why. For so many have not respected this apostolic blueprint and prophetic revelation. Wow. I'm going to get it again because I'm going to give you the last part of the introduction. Notice this time I couldn't say the body of Christ. That's why I said money coming principle to set the believers free. See. If you want to believe only in one part of the Bible, you still can go to heaven. But this aspect, you have to believe against the grain, because many say that Jesus wasn't for prosperity, but Jesus was a millionaire. Watch him. If you really read it with eyes open, you'll see. Jesus didn't have to stay in the bond. The bond was because so many people in town, the hotel was full. You go there in the hotel full, you got to find somewhere to stay too. But they took the bond as a revelation. Yeah. Stable, yeah. So notice this time I couldn't say the body of Christ. For so many have not respected this apostolic blueprint. See, money comes as an apostolic blueprint of governing God's finances. Put that down. An apostolic blueprint of governing over God's finances for him. Amen. That's good. Apostolic blueprint and prophetic revelation. It speaks out just how it's going to happen. You notice they don't say money will come. Money is coming. No, it don't say that. It money coming. It pronounced it right there. With no matter what trying to block it, who trying to block it, they have no power.
Yes, sir.
All right? And that's what these conferences are about. Now, the apostolic blueprint and the prophetic revelation of God's financial plan for his children in this time of deception. Stepping into prophetical financial freedom. Prophetical financial freedom that man can't stop.
Amen.
Commercial can't stop. Technology can't stop. It's a divine financial freedom, children. It's a divine financial freedom. But it's for believers who believe that part of God.
Yes, sir.
So, the first principle he put down, I read the scripture, and then in 2 Chronicles 20:20 and 25, believe my prophetic voice I have sent to you. Believe my prophetic voice. Money coming. That's a prophetic voice. I went to the store. I didn't go to get no money coming. Ain't never no money coming. All the other part of my life, I was broke. I didn't have enough money to act a fool, but I was broke. So when prophetic voice, with Jehoshaphat in that chapter, everything was, all the odds was against him. And he had prayed. And he had called a congregation together. And he had talked to God. God sent a prophet. Let's look at it a minute. In verse 14 of the opening. Because we're talking about believe. What I got down here, believe my prophetic voice I've sent to you. Right? Now, look at it. In 2 Chronicles 20, look at this. The 14th verse. After they had prayed and did everything else. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah. You with me?
Yes, sir.
The son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Matthiah, a Levite, the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. On a man, on a prophet, came the Spirit of the Lord. Now, Jehoshaphat in that 20th verse was smart. Jehoshaphat knew how he got the answer because the Spirit of God came on this man. I believe money coming came in the body of Christ for to get us ready for a time such as this. I've been preaching this over 27 years. Some people just turned it back. Some people just laughed. Some people just thought it was a game. Pastors, I've been to pastors. They thought it was a money game. They're scared of me, whole convention. Scared of me taking all the money. I ain't coming to get the money. I come to bring money.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? But they got Minister Plum afraid of me because I got that money magnetism on me. But I'm imparting it to my son and daughter. I mean, pardon it. I'm not trying to. You can't have no more than so much money, man. I don't. You look at a man. I don't have no wants in material things. I can't go buy nothing right now. I don't want nothing. And can buy anything I want if I just see it and look like I want it. And that's why God, as a remnant, through revelation, through a Rhema lifestyle, Rhema, a live word, can live the same way. That's what I'm out here for. So God changed my circle now. Now they can't get me to come. Now I'm going in the same circle God got me because God come out. They call it every day. I had to call me for do an apostle meeting. It's apostle gonna be from all over the world. No, I'm going to David Church. Where I've been going. I'm going that circle right now until God called me out. Came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, "Hearken ye all Judah," that the prophet talking, "you inhabitant of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat," and I'm saying the same thing to everybody listening to me tonight. "Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid of Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God." Your financial battle, and everybody been through them, they are not yours. When you find out they're not yours and they're the Lord and turn it over to the Lord, God going to show you how to move with ease. Yes. Wow. See, we're fighting it with jobs. We're fighting it with overtime. But that's not the way to do it. God has set up a system for us to walk easy in money.
Yes.
See, yeah, easy in money. They don't want to talk about money. But why everybody go to work and all that stuff? What are they doing? Just stay at the house. You don't like no money? You don't want no money? That's crazy. That's you know. The 16th verse says, "Tomorrow you go down against them. Behold, they came. They come up by the cliff of Zig. And you should find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jura. You should need not," verse 17, "you should need not to fight in this battle. Set yourself. Stand ye still and see the money coming."
Yes, sir.
That's in salvation. The salvation of the Lord. That's salvation. It's part of salvation. God taking care of his children, right? All right, so believe the prophetic voice I've sent to you. So you got that in 2 Corinthians now. Turn to Jeremiah 29:11. I want you to NIV Bible, Jeremiah 29:11, NIV. I preached this when I first started preaching about money coming. God always has a plan that no one can stop. God always, see, you have to know that. That's a principle you got to know if you're going to be free. God always has a plan that no one can stop. Money cometh is a plan from God, and no one can stop it. They've tried.
Yes, sir.
Big boys, bad boys, black boys, white boys, they've tried. Chinese and Japanese, you can't stop it. It's from God.
Yes, sir.
God always has a plan that no one can stop. And then the system kind of put her foot on the church and make the church come to the government. No, the government was supposed to come to the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So in this, in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know," in the NIV, I love it, "for I know the plans," P-L-A-N-S, "I have for you." And who said it? Who said it? Declares who?
The Lord.
Plans. That word plans again. Plans. I got a plan, man. Plans to poverty you. Plan to make you a peasant. Because you love me. You can't have all that stuff. You can't be. To prosper you and not to harm you. Now, wait a minute. That word plan again. Plans. Three plural plan. That means within the plans he got plan.
Right, right.
If they stop you over there, I got another plan. Follow this plan. All you gotta do is follow the Spirit. The battle, you know, the battle not joy.
Right.
Three times the plurality of plan. is before us. And then God said, for I know. God know you know. That's why he told us in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17, don't think it's your hand doing it. I'm the one give you power to get well. See? And so you got to listen to me. Do it my way. Tithe and offering, seed time. Do it my way. Don't get scared of it. Do it. Believe me. I'll bring you out. So here it is now. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I believe what the Lord said. Then he said over again, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. It is harm to be broke. It is harm to hustle all your life. I know you got to go through a training period. I know you can't get here overnight, but there's a space for you. Matter of fact, plenty of space when you come to church. You got plenty of space for the goal where God wants. In God's plan to give you hope and a future. Man, three times, plan. God got a plan. God always has a plan. Then I like the last part of the principle, and no one can stop. I mean, even in our text, Jehoshaphat, I mean, they were trying to stop him. It looked like death, but it came out to be a wealth transfer. And sometimes in your suffering and your struggling, it's a wealth transfer in it. If you don't be a crybaby. I've had wealth transfer. It looked like, man, it like nothing working. But since I stayed tied in, it turned out in my favor. Turn to Joshua. Believe my prophetic voice. Remember I told you how I'm going to do it. Yet. See, Fred would ponder this thing. He's still on it. Believe my prophetic voice I've sent to you. He'll ponder it. He'll ponder it till you know you got it. He don't care how you feel or what you think. Believe my prophetic voice. That's the first one I said. I have sent to you. Money! Coming, come on, come on, come out the valley, Sandy. Yes, sir. Not even knowing what I'm talking about. Because I ain't had no money. How can I come out there with the audacity and boldly say that? Money coming. Because it was a prophetic voice. Yes, sir. God had to make it happen. I didn't have to make it happen. All I had to do is agree with him above all the crumb snatchers in the church. Who get upset when you talk about having the best. God wants to have the best. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Turn to Joshua. Turn to Joshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Joshua chapter 1. Going to another one of my favorite verses, but it got, and I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to back it up with the verse. Knowing how to step into the supernatural plan of money coming. Knowing how to step in the supernatural plan of money coming. Actually, the Lord was teaching this man how to have a prosperous ministry. Moses had a prosperous ministry because he brought him out with silver and gold, and there was not one broke person among them. You know what I'm saying? One feeble point among them. Then nobody was broke. And so he's now teaching Joshua how to have a prosperous ministry, both spiritually and materially. Watch what he said to him. I'll just read Joshua 1, verse 7. Because if you're going to walk in this type of financial freedom I'm talking about, you got to be able to stand against the wave. A mouth and of ministers and of people who are going to call you a cult and call you all other kind of stuff. And it's right here in the Bible. So he says in the seventh verse, only be thou strong and very courageous. You got to be courageous to be rich. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. That thou mayest what?
Prosper.
That thou mayest what? Where? Where? Goodness. Isn't that how vast that is?
Yes, sir.
The dial may prosper. Huh? Wherever you go. Huh? Daru. Wherever you go. This is one of the most prosperous ministry in the world. See, you got money, but I'm not talking about, you got a revelation, you got an insight, money got to come. Everybody, see, in verse 8, here's a lesson. I worked this lesson over and over again, still working. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Keep the book in your mouth. But thou shalt meditate day and day and night, not just in your mouth, but in meditation. Stay long enough to have a visitation. Meditation, underline the word mouth, underline the word meditation. Thou shalt meditate in the day and night. Now, we're praying for this money coming principle that set the believers free, and a certain mindset we have. I'm going to talk about that for the week out. That thou mayest observe to do all according to all that is written therein. You got it? For then, not before then, for then, now watch this, thou shalt make. Underline that word make. Thou shall make. Now, God said, I've done what I'm going to do for you. Thou shall make. Once you find somebody with my word in their mouth, hang on to it. Thou shall make thy way prosper. And then thou shall have good success. So underline the word make. Now, you just go on with the word mouth, meditate, maze. Underline maze too. Maze observed. And just meditate those words. Just keep going over the word and watch what happened to you. Watch what happened to your anointing. Watch what happened to your finance.
Yes, sir.
Knowing how to step in the supernatural plan of money coming. I use Joshua 7 through 9. The ninth verse says, have not I commanded thee? That's a question. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. Boy, I'm telling you, that's not a lie. I mean, I've been to play. The Lord stay with you, man. And the Lord won't let you down. But I just want you to know that the money cometh financial plan that God has, you have to participate. I mean, you have to meditate. You have to know it's prophetic. It's from God. It's for me. It's not for the spirit. It's for me. God wants it for his children. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Can I hear an amen here?
Yes, sir.
So money cometh principles to set the believers free. You got to work the principles. And one of them is you got to put it in your mouth. Huh? Yeah. And you have to know it's real. So you got to put it in your heart. Through meditation. See, Psalm 1, step in now. See, Psalm 1, 1, 2, 3, put that down. Because you'll get to a place, I'm at that place, whatsoever you do, prosper. If I believe if somebody passed my house with a piece of furniture I like, it'll jump out the truck. And you just, see, that's strong, but I'm just telling you, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about an anointing, I'm talking about the awareness of God's hand on you in this area. That's all I'm bragging on God. I'm bragging on Jesus. Bragging on the Holy Ghost. But you got a part to play.
That's right.
See, you just going to say money coming, you're not going to never meditate? And then he come over and say, you make your way prosper? He said, I'll be with you wherever you go? My God. Y'all got your shouting clothes on?
Yes,
I'm about to say something you never heard, but the Lord got it in principle number 4 here. Money will come from places of surprises.
Wow.
I'm talking about surprise money. Money, I'm not talking about no check. I'm not talking about, no, I'm talking about money slip up on you, slap you side of the head and say, have some fun. Matthew chapter 17, verse 27. Money will come from surprise places. Money will come from places of surprises. I mean, you didn't think that money could be there. You didn't think. I've had people walk with me, give me $5,000, $10,000. I had no mind in my world that woman had $10,000. I've had it happen to me. Oh, man, I never, just people just, yeah, there you go. And then I had Peter walk up to me and give me 50,000. Say, here you go. I mean, most unlikely person. God bless you. And walk off. One meeting I go to, I had a woman always had 10,000. She's looking for me. She ain't dressed like the Queen of Sheba or something. She just a nice lady, just she's looking for the apostle. Handful of money. There's a word, Lord, coming up in my spirit now. Expectation. See, money coming, you got to move with money coming with expectation, not figuring it out. See what the Lord wants you to do is have an experience of Him doing something that seems impossible with money. So that's an anointing going to be on this 3 nights, or 3 days, or 2 days, 1 day and 2 nights about this. All right? And it'll be passed on to you. That's 1727. The most unlikely pay to get money. Man, you got, this is powerful. Notwithstanding, unless we should offend them, they're asking for tax money. Go down to the sea, Jesus told them, and cast a hook. And Jesus saying here, Jesus saying then, and Jesus always would say, I have, come on, I want you to hear this, authority over all money. So, yeah, in Jesus' name, I have authority over all the money in the earth. Money has to do what I tell it. Yeah. Money is not my master, but I'm money master. See, take a hold of that now. Take a hold of that. See, don't sit around and don't let God do it for you. He won't do it for you. This verse here, notwithstanding that we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast and hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, the fish mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. What? That take and give unto them for me and thee. Now the text, I think it's the end of that chapter, isn't it? I might not mention that no more. Huh? At the end of the chapter?
Yeah.
That matter? Huh?
Yeah.
Why nobody never auger them fishing and had no money in their mouth? I ain't never heard a preacher auger that. Because they know.
Yeah.
That fish had money in his mouth because Jesus said so.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, with this next one, he told me to tell you this. I will show you how to walk into amounts of money you can't explain. I will show you how to walk. You can't explain it to your family, the man down the street. You can't explain it to nobody. Jesus is just showing off. I will show you. Now, he's talking to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Just trust the prophetic word, money coming. You hear this conference. You've signed up. You hear. Take these words, what he said. I will show you how to walk in to amounts, plural, of money you can't explain. Because he's looking for a remnant to do that. Being loaded. Because God needs some people loaded in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, to pay for the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right. All right. Let me see. Let's look at Jesus in John 6. And I want to teach you a principle called Jesus reveals the multiplying principle. John chapter 6, verse 1. Jesus revealed the multiplying principle. You see, Jesus had that multiplying principle not for himself. He was aiming to teach us how to function in this world through the multiplying principle. Good God Almighty. John chapter 6. I'm going to give you a secret right quick. I feel my Cheerios and I'm going to give you a secret. I think this secret going to almost knock you out because your money about to change like never before. Why this secret? The Holy Spirit told me when I was going over there before I read anything. John 6:6. He already your situation? He just messing with you. For he himself knew what he gonna do. See, he just got us out here, but he know what he gonna do. He just wanna see if we're gonna be obedient.
Yes.
See, in this financial crisis where there's not enough money to feed these people, Jesus knew what he's gonna do. He asked them other boys, and they fumbling around, you know. And that's what happened when man fumbled around on his own. The boy should have said the same question, or made the same statement Ezekiel made in the valley of dry bones. When Jesus asked him about it, he said, Lord, you know, I don't know what you want to do. They trying to find a lad and five little brethren. Should have, you know, raised up, I don't know how much time they spent. He said, Lord, what you want us to do? We don't know what to do. Ezekiel can't eat born there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lord, you know it. You see the point?
Yeah.
See the point? You try to do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
He already know how he gonna get you debt free.
Yes, sir.
Uh huh. He already know how he gonna give you the desire of your heart. And listen, he want all of his children to have the desire of their heart. All of them.
Yes, sir.
But you got people preach against it, and people talk against it, and got people who just love to prophesy that I'm satisfied. And the satisfaction is not real satisfaction. What it is an excuse. For the Bible is not acting in their life. Are you hearing me?
All right,
here we're in John 6 now. You know, don't forget what we're dealing with. The multiplying principle. Jesus already know how he's going to multiply your finances. Write that down. Jesus already know how he's going to multiply my finances. Now, you can't let me be talking here and not receiving. See. When I breathe out, you're supposed to breathe in. It's life coming to you. Life coming to your finances. That's what these Money Coming Conferences is about. I already told you, I'll show you how to walk in the amount of money you can't explain. Now you're going to reveal the multiplying principle here in the 6th chapter. And after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Jesus went over. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. Now, we have just seen a money miracle in Matthew 17:27. So this Jesus is not just bread miracle. We see somebody get healed, blind eyes open. That's a miracle, but that's not the only miracle Jesus do.
That's right.
See, Jesus can do money miracle.
Yes, sir.
I know because I've seen many of them. Money miracle. You know, I'm walking on a piece of land, don't have a quarter. The man showed me a lot in the back. I said, Lord, I've been in the back all my life. I don't want this lot. You got that lot up front. It's raining. The man come up to the lots. He said, no, I got one here. I said, no, I don't like that one. He said, no, I got two right here. So I said, let's get out. We walked over the lots. Coming back, I know I didn't tell him. I heard the word, I'll take them both. I ain't got no money. I still don't know how to pay for them.
Yes,
but I got them.
Yes,
that's the way it will work. You got to put yourself in a meditative position that you trust him more than any sign or symptom or anything else in your finances. Just like you did for me every day. You trust me to save you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why you don't let him get you out this hell down here?
Yes,
he's finding, you see what I'm saying? Paycheck to paycheck living. That's not right. And I talk about it all the time. Yes, yes. Do you have something else to preach about? No. I'm trying to get you, and I'm about to give a revelation of a multiplying principle. You didn't read this about the bread, but I'm talking about miracles, financial miracles can be multiplied in your life by the Holy Ghost. Yes. Look what happened here. And a great multitude followed him, verse 2, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them which were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Oh, Lord, do I have to deal with this? You believe him for the deal with a disease? You believe him to deal healing your plant? Lord, help me heal my body. What about your money? The same miracle power he's using to drive that out your body is the same miracle money he's putting in your pocket. All right, third verse. Jesus went up to a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was now. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, he has a test now. When shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now Philip should have said, Lord, I don't know where to get bread for all these folk. Thou knowest. And this he said to prove him, for he himself, underline that, knew what he would do. Well, bless you, meditate that, for he himself know what he's going to do to get me out of debt. For he himself know what he's going to do to make all my needs met. I mean, for he already know. Yeah. Philip answered him, two penny worth of bread not sufficient for them. Nobody want to talk about insufficiency. And then nobody want to talk about no little. They say, everyone can take a little. Jesus don't, I know you ain't paying no mind. He ain't want, the people are hungry, they don't want no little. Right. See, but that's the way we think sometimes. We're around the master and we're thinking about little. Yeah. One of his disciples, Andrew Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, there's a land here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? See, he ain't got the else either. Jesus said, I'm just tired of y'all mess. Make them sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. They said it was over 5,000 men too. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. Maybe probably was 15, 20,000 with them little babies running around there. And Jesus took the loaf. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, what happened when Jesus put his hand on something? It multiplied.
Yes.
It come into a miracle zone. It has to manifest. See, nothing make believe about the promises of God. They're real. And so he said, Jesus took it. And Jesus took the loaf, and when he had given thanks, verse 11, he distributed it to the disciples. You see what he did with it?
Yeah.
And the disciples, to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes. Oh, here we are. Get me out that little truck. You saw, get me out that little spot. You see what? Jesus will take you out the little spot. So everybody can have a little peace. Man, there have been more fighting out there, man. As much as they would. Underline that. As much as they would. He's talking to you. As much as they would. Get away from the little. As much as you want. As much as you desire. As much as you would. When Jesus do something, he do that as much as you would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragment. What fragment? That remain. That nothing be lost. Now watch what happened. Therefore, verse 13, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained. Here we go again now. 3 times. Lil. I should underline in my Bible. Lil. Go back up to that verse where the lil is. I see the Holy Ghost. Help me now. What that verse said, we got the lil in there. You all can have a lil. Y'all ain't praying. Y'all ain't watching. Verse 7. Underline that word, take or live. And what was the next one now?
What
are they among so many? All right. And then we come down to this one in verse 13. Mm-hmm. Remain over and above unto them that eat it. So now we're in the over and above zone. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? So Jesus reveals the multiplying principle. As much as they want, there's another one over there. As much as they want, as much as they would, he didn't pay attention to that little stuff. He didn't even pay attention about what is this among so many. He ain't paying no attention. He wasn't paying no attention about that. Now, demons don't respect the so-called democracy, but they all must respect dominion. So either you're going to deal with the democracy or you're going to deal in dominion. Demons don't respect the so-called democracy. Somebody going to do it for you when Jesus already have done it for you. So I want you to write these scriptures down. Genesis 1:26, chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. That's your place of dominion. And Deuteronomy 8:18 is a place of dominion. Remember, it's the Lord thy God who give you power to get wealth. Not no man, not no company, not all these little deals they're coming up with. Now, I'm not saying this sarcastically, but I'm saying it revelatorily, because it needs to be said in the body of Christ. I'm in a position to say it. Money don't respect racism. Money respect revelation. Matthew 16:15-19, when you get a revelation, you get keys for money. See, money don't respect racism. Money don't respect color. Money don't respect culture. Money, money respect revelation. Matthew 16:15-19. Revelation. Now listen to this next one. This shame and blame must be removed from God's house and God's agenda in his realm by a remnant that won't be denied. See, this is a shame and a blame on the church now, because we're supposed to go talk to the president, talk to the government. We go there, sit in a meeting room, want them to give us some money. How you going to prophesy to a man with your broke self? You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to LTMA. Now step up, let God do it, so when you speak, you don't have to back up. Speak. If I ever get to the White House, I'm going to yield to the Holy Ghost, because I don't want nothing. My son had been sent to the table with representative, and they're going around the table, and the minister was telling them about what they need. Got to my son, he said, well, Reverend, what you need? He said, I don't need nothing. I just come see what y'all need. The man said, what? He said, well, we don't need nothing. God our supplier. Philippians 4:19.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They were totally shocked. Yet he sat around a table with another bunch of men. They were just talking. They said, who owned all that land? This is charged land in the area. Who got it? He never said a word. He was sitting right there. The ministry got it. That's who got it.
That's right.
600 acres of land.
Yes, sir.
How that happened? God come right up in here and got that land. I wasn't praying about no land. Unexpected multiplication. He would do it for everybody, but you got to be dedicated. You got to meditate. You got to expect it. Oh man, come on. Shame and blame. Take 1 Corinthians 8:9. He died that you might be rich. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he had no sorrow for it. Somebody got to be Abraham. Somebody got to walk rich. Somebody got to have some money, man, in the body of Christ. And I'm talking about somebody who loved God. I ain't talking about somebody say I'm a Christian. I'm talking about somebody who really loved God. And they ain't ashamed to say God did it. All right, here's another one. I'm going to give you one, two more principles. Stopping the world from playing game with money in your life now. Stopping the world from playing game with money in your life now. John 10:10. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus already made his announcement. I am come that you might have life, that you might have it. I told you two times the word might used in there. Same way in Galatians 3:13 and 14, the word might is used there. If you don't obey him, Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, eat the good of lamb, or Job 36:11. You got to obey him. When you obey him, nobody can stop you. But look, stopping the world from playing games with money in your life now. Ephesians 3:20. Train your inner man. Train your soul. And then you get down to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. You got to know that. That is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Listen to this. That you can think or ask. But then he says, according to the power. See, God looking for a power line, a financial power line to come through. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I'm his man, me. You see, since y'all ain't said nothing. None of y'all said that's sad. I'm his man. None of y'all, I ain't heard y'all on. I'm a money power line for the kingdom of God. You got Ephesians 3:20, and put 2 Corinthians 9:8. I talked with about it more this week about sowing and reaping, but God will give you more than you can handle, man. Amen?
Amen.
The secret of making the money cometh magnet connection. Genesis 12. I've been trying to teach it. The secret of making the money cometh magnet connection. Money cometh is a divine supernatural money magnet. It draws money to you. You work principles, you meditate, you do, but it draws money to you. Are you following me? Look at Genesis 12. See, people don't want to see Genesis 12 because they won't skip it. But God do have special men, special women he used. Y'all can say what y'all want. We all crazy. I agree with your crazy self. God do have special men and women he uses. It may be, I'm a Christian, I pray, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Let me see your wallet. You see what I'm saying? See, we got to accept each gift. A girl taught me about my soul. Girl called Nam Souza. She taught me about my soul. I've been preaching past a long time, but I didn't know a whole lot about my soul, and I didn't know about the inner man, the soul, and the heart was the same thing. In my circle, they didn't teach that. Man taught man, another man, a Baptist preacher, taught me how to eat. That's their line. So you can't be too proud to let somebody teach you something.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
So is it? Oh, Jesus. The secret of making the money coming magnet connection. That Genesis 12:1-3. You walk through that. Now the Lord said unto Abram. Who he said it to? Abram, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who else?
Me.
Who are you talking to? Abram, who else? And the Lord said to Abram, who else? And John and Jack and Jill came jumping over the hill. No. And now the Lord said unto Abram. So now he's making Abram, putting Abram in a certain position that people can connect with Abram and come out like Abram.
Yes.
That's right.
Now the Lord has said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. So what happened, son? A lot of people don't know what I've been through to get here.
That's right.
Now, they won't come and not make connection. They won't bump. She, I ain't got no time to be bumping, boy. I done spent all these years now. You won't bump and get table with me. You don't bump, don't. That's what I did.
Yep.
You won't come here bumping. Man, should we equal?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? All my shoes paid for. All my calls, everything paid for. Boy, don't be come bumping up against me, trying to rub something, get something. Man, I see it over and over again. I mean, make me want to cry, man. I see it over and over. They don't even recognize. They don't even recognize. God sent me to ministry. They didn't recognize God was sending my infirmity to them with a revelation. They didn't see it. Look what he said. Look at the second verse now. Come on, that's not all. Second. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, right?
Yes.
And make thy name great, right?
Yes.
And then what do you say in that?
Thou
shalt be a blessing, right?
Yes.
All right, go to the next verse now. Just get this, please. Just get this verse. Ain't nobody asking you for nothing. Ain't nobody asking for nothing. I ain't asking you for nothing. I'm just trying to see the connection, baby. The connection. We ain't high-fiving and bumping on shoulders yet. You need to give some respect. You need to give some honor and recognize you got something I want. Shoot, talk to me. That's what I did with Fred Price.
Yes.
Sure did. When I didn't respect him, I sold. And now I live like he lived.
That's right.
I did. I ain't going back to my... That man was out there, boy, teaching those people, thousands of people, went up to a $25,000 membership church. I cut him short about $25,000. He got a whole lot more money than that. But when I saw him, I sat and watched him 3 hours a day for years. My wife wouldn't disturb me.
That's right.
Learning principles. But when I met him, I didn't go up there and say, hey, Fred. No. You got to have some respect.
That's right.
These boys got 45 members, you know, debt up to their neck, 3 suits. They don't have that suit where you punch the button and the suits come around. I'm trying to get them to... I used to see that at the cleaner, a little boy. I used to go to the laundry and they'd get our shirts or pants and they push that button and go around. I never thought I'd have that personally.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What suit am I put on tonight? I put got something you put on. You know what? Put something under my foot and I match that thing. What you want, prophet? I'm pausing on verse 3. I'm going to close in a minute. Verse 3. What are we talking about here now? Let me say it again. Let me get back to it. The secret of making the money cometh, magnet connection. You can't get it without the person.
That's right.
No. See, God gave that for a reason. He do that for a reason. Because he's training us. You know, if I want it, I'll say it again. If I wanted the teaching that Fred Price had and the teaching that Kenneth and the spiritual movement that Kenneth Hagin had, I had to serve him. And I had to humble myself and I had to know that I got to stand in line. They didn't have to stand in line. My wife and I stood in line. It was so cold, but we wanted to get in there so we could get us a good seat, be up front, so we could be close to the teaching. We stood in line for hours. See, nobody know about that. We broke down side the road, my whole family, stayed side the road in New Orleans, about 8 or 9 hours, because we had a guessing mechanic. He keep changing parts, man, and my money, as the part come, my money getting low, because I got to go to Tulsa, you see. He finally, Lord help us. I don't know how I made it there, the Lord help us. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse them that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of earth be blessed. You see that?
Yes, sir.
But if that didn't, you didn't see it there, Go to Isaiah 45. I'm going to close in a minute. I got 5 minutes to an hour. Isaiah 45, verse 1. I want you to see something else. People packing a certain anointing. Gates just opened for them. Then said the Lord to his anointed, Isaiah 45, 1. Then said the Lord to who?
His
anointed, right?
Yes, sir.
God anointed certain people for certain things, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, then God said to his anointed, to Cyrus, he makes sure you don't get in and put your name in there. I'm talking about Cyrus right now. Who right hand I have holden to subdue, and say I'm holding his right hand.
Right.
With money coming, God holding my right hand.
Yes, sir.
Day in and day out. Because it's his revelation to his people. But the church at large didn't accept it, so now he's talking about believers.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Remnant. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nation before him. I will loose the lines of kings. Why is this? To open before him. Not them, him. The two leave gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Go to the next verse. You're going to see something. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces. Look at it. The gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Everything looked like it's tough. Go into verse 3 and that's close. Go to verse 3. Money coming. And I will give, now remember what we talked about, the secret of making the money cometh magnet connection. I've seen preachers, money coming and nothing moving. Money coming. A man, Leroy Jr. again, and Chantel, I'm not going to call the man name. They was in a, went to a seminar with some other minister, and this man was well known. He was a money man. And he talking, and Leroy and Chantel were shocked because they didn't know had a Thompson in the house. This man talked a little while, and he said, money coming. He said, did he say, Leroy said, did he say what I think he said? See, he said money coming. Now he had respect, you know, he had respect, but and I think he had a right to use it. People hated him because he talked about money so much. I ain't calling his name. I don't need that slack. First Kings 10, 1 through 10, write that in the note. First Kings 10 through 10, when the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon. The secret of making the money coming, magnet connection, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, Isaiah 45, 1 through 3, First Kings 10, 1 through 10. Write these words down now. I think I told you, but I'm going to go over it again. Personal, prayer, prophetic, promise. I'm going to go over them. Positioning, proceeding, and prosper. That's what you got in 2 Chronicles 20, 20. It's personal. You got to pray about it. Latch on to the prophetic. Move on the promise, positioning yourself, proceeding, and then prosper. I know you won't write this. I'm going to give you one or two tonight. I'll probably give you some more. Money coming, mindset principle. And I want you to say it. Thou shalt not think that money is evil. Now, boy, that's matter of fact, I got this from a guy who I ain't calling his name. Think and say, money is totally good. Y'all scared to say it.
My desire for money
is totally good.
And right.
I want and use money
only for good purposes.
Thank Thank God for money. You know who I'm talking about now. I give scripture to it. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. I'll give you one more. Thou shalt not speak evil of money. You know we all have done that one time or another. Thou shalt not say that money is hard to get. How many of y'all done said that? Don't y'all lie to me now. Thou shalt not lie. No. I say this again. Thou shalt not say that money is hard to get or to hold. When you got plenty of money, you can hold some. Money has ears. And will flee from thee. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. I think I got the right scripture. That don't sound like the right scripture. Put it up. That don't sound like the right scripture. Put Ecclesiastes. I ain't got no faith to say it. Yeah, that's it. That's a translation. What translation said money make the world go around? Find that translation. A feast is made for laughter and wine make it merry, but money answer all things. One translation says, and money make the world go around. I preached it one time. That's it. That was translated there. The Message. Yeah, okay. It says, laughter and bread go together and wine gives sparkle to life. But it is money that make the world go round. All them religious people that fell out now. Money, because you got to understand what aspect we're talking about. Huh? Money make the world go round. Say this quickly with me. Money is wonderful stuff. Isn't that something? You never said that. I see and feel myself having and enjoying more money. I see money flowing in my life with ease. I see and feel money coming into my life in excited ways. I am open and receptive to new, honest money making ideas. Thank God for money. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Yeah. See you in the morning. Now, whether you know or not, I gave you 12 points. All right. You need to go over them, meditate them, and apply them. All right.
Archived of tonight's session will be available within 15, 20 minutes after we go offline. So you want to make sure you make yourself available to that. You can only watch it, only see it again at LeroyThompson.tv. Are you ready to give? Yes.